This message is presented to you by Pastor David Lambert and Exceed Life Church in Virginia Beach, Virginia. For more information, visit exceedlifechurch.org.
Well, I'm starting a new series called The Power of Prayer. The Power of Prayer. How many people like to pray out here? Amen. But more importantly, how many people like answered prayers? Amen. I mean, a lot of people are doing a lot of praying, but are we seeing any answered prayers? And, you know, lots of religions pray, but are they seeing God move? And I believe that once we get through this series, we're going to see God move in our prayer life much more than ever before. Amen. And the most important thing we can do as Christians is to pray. Amen. That's one of the most important things. The first key in praying in line with God's word is that you need to pray to the Father in Jesus' name. Amen. This is really key. You know, we don't pray to Jesus. We pray to the Father. Now, we can praise Jesus. You're allowed to praise Jesus. Amen. You can praise the Father. Glory to God. But we pray to the Father in the name of Jesus. That's why I'm starting off this morning with that thought. And now in John 16, 23 and 34, this is Jesus, and he says, and he's speaking to his disciples. Now Jesus, the whole time that he was, walking with his disciples, he was telling them that he was going back to the Father. He kept telling them, I'm not going to be here too much longer. I'm going back to the Father. And so he was telling them this and letting them know that once he goes back to the Father, he's going to send the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit's going to empower us and we're going to be able to do God's will. Amen. And he says this to his disciples, and he's saying this to us. He says, in that day, you will ask me nothing. Most assuredly, I say to you, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you. Until now, you have asked nothing in my name. Ask and you receive, and your joy be made full. Powerful. So Jesus is talking about that day. What is he referring to? He's referring to the day that he's sitting in heaven at the right hand of the Father. Amen. And so he's all power and authority is invested in Jesus in that day. That's today. Amen. And all power and authority is invested in Jesus's name. Somebody say in the name of Jesus. Jesus tells us to pray to the Father in Jesus' name. And then Jesus says we must ask. You know, the Bible says we have not because we ask not. Amen. And so God wants us asking him. Amen. Even though he knows our needs before we ask him. But there's something about humility. There's something about humbling ourselves under the mighty hand of God and asking God for help. Amen. Amen. And I don't know about you, but I'm not too prideful to ask for a little bit of help. Amen. From my Heavenly Father. Yes, Lord. Glory to God. Some people are too prideful to get God in their life. They think they can do it on their own. I'm going to tell you, I'm going to let you in a secret. I can't do this life without Jesus. I can't do this life without God. Amen. Glory to God. Not the way I want to do this life. Amen. And I like this because he says, ask. And I'm going to add this, to what Jesus said. I'm going to say this. Ask in faith. Amen. You got to ask in faith. Amen. A lot of people are praying scared prayers. Are you hearing that? And scared prayers aren't going to make a lot of difference in the kingdom of God. You got to pray a prayer of faith.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. For God to operate in your prayer life, it has to be a prayer of faith, not a prayer of fear, not a begging and a wishing and a hoping God will come through. We don't pray like that. God, I just hope you come through today. No, God always comes through. It's not a hoping he's going to come through. He always comes through. Can I get a witness in the house today? I like what James said. James says this in James 1, 6 and 8. But let him ask in faith with no doubting. For he who doubts is like a wave of the sea driven and tossed by the wind. For let not that man suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. He is a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways. This is powerful. Because if you're gonna pray in faith, you know, even Jesus said, speak to the mountains and doubt not. So you can't doubt the power and the ability of God to work in your lives. So we pray, we must pray in faith, believing in the power, and we must put our faith in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. There is power in praying to the Father in Jesus' name. Let's look at some scriptures that reveal how powerful Jesus is sitting on the throne today. In Hebrews 1 and 2, and this is what backs his name. It says here in Hebrews 1, 2 and 4, it says, has it these last days spoken to us by his Son, whom he has appointed heir of all things, through whom also he made the worlds, who being of the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down at the right hand of majesty on high, having become so much better than the angels, he had inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. Notice that. So we see here, just to break these verses down, Jesus is appointed of heir of all things. That's powerful. Jesus upholds all things by the word of his power. That's powerful. And Jesus, by inheritance, obtained a greater name than all the angels. That's powerful as well. So that name that's above every name is the most powerful name that you can use in prayer. And we should be using that name as often as we pray our prayers. Can I get a witness in the house today? Amen. Another scripture is one of my favorites, talking about the power of Jesus' name. It's in Philippians. It says here in Philippians 2, 9 and 11, therefore God also highly exalted him and given him the name which above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, those in heaven and those on earth and those under the earth, and every tongue should confess that Jesus is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Praise God. This is powerful. So Jesus' name is so powerful, every creature ever created has to bow to the lordship of Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, we bow willingly. Thank God we as Christians bow willingly to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That's why God loves us so much. We use our will to worship the Lord. But there's going to be people that don't bow to Jesus in this life, but I'm telling you, in the sweet by and by, everybody's going to bow and confess that Jesus is Lord. Somebody say, Jesus is Lord. Amen. And so I'm going to say this. All demonic powers have to bow to the name of Jesus. That means whatever's coming against you, you know, our fight is not against flesh and blood. We're not fighting people. But our fight is against spiritual wickedness in high places. The devil is the one that comes against us. You got to understand, it's not people, it's the devil. Now, the devil works through people. Amen. Keep looking. Don't look at your spouse. Keep looking for it. The devil works. He said, yeah, he worked through my spouse this morning. Amen. Amen. The devil can work. Did the devil work through Peter? Did not Jesus say, Satan, get behind me, to Peter? And Peter was following Jesus. So the devil can work through us at times. Is that right? Amen. But we're not going to let that. We're not going to let the other guy work through us. Amen. We're going to let Jesus work through us. Amen. So all demonic powers have to bow to Jesus. This is good news because I'm telling you, the devil has already lost in your life. You got to get a revelation of that the devil has no power because he has to bow to the name of Jesus. Every problem, every issue that we face has to bow to Jesus. I like this, and let me give you a story here in Mark 5, 1 and 2, talking about demonic powers bowing. It says here, then they came to the other side, talking about Jesus and his disciples, to the country of the Gadarenes. And when he had come out of the boat, immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit. And then Mark 5, we're going to drop this down, Mark 5, 6 and 7. When he saw Jesus from afar, he ran and worshiped him. And he cried out with a loud voice and said, what have I to do with you, Jesus, Son of the Most High? I implore you by God that you do not torment me. So we see here that these demonic powers that was in this man had, we find out when you study this out, that he had a legion of demons in his body. But you know what? Those demons had to come and bow. Think about that. Had to bow before Jesus. And so every problem that we're encountering, issues of sickness, oppression, depression, has to bow to Jesus. Think about that. And so these demonic powers had to bow to Jesus. Jesus commanded demonic spirits to leave that man. And in the story, they went into a herd of pigs. And then we find out in the story, the pigs didn't want those unclean spirits in them. And they ran off a cliff into a lake. And they got drowned. Amen? So when we pray, using the name of Jesus, we'll take down every hindering spirit that's coming against us and our loved ones. Somebody say, in the name of Jesus. Now, I want to go into what Jesus taught his disciples how to pray. And it's in Luke 11, 1 through 4. It says, now it came to pass as he was praying in a certain place, talking about Jesus, when he ceased, that one of his disciples said to him, Lord, teach us to pray as John also taught his disciples. So he said to them, when you pray, say, our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us of our sins, for we also forgive everyone who is indebted to us. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. So I believe this prayer that Jesus taught his disciples, it's a good prayer that you can pray verbatim, but I believe that really it's a template for us to pray. In other words, we can take this prayer and break it down and take parts of it and pray to the Lord. The Lord, first thing he told his disciples to pray is, our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So I want to start off by addressing this. Jesus said to his disciples to pray to God the Father. I love this because you know what? When you got saved, the devil lost his fatherhood in your life. Yes. Amen. And God became your heavenly Father. Yes, Lord. That's powerful. That's powerful. And I believe the proper etiquette in praying should start off by praising God. Notice it says, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. So I really believe that the key to answer prayer, I'm going somewhere this morning. The key to answer prayer is to start off by praising the Father. If don't start off by complaining, moaning, and groaning in prayer. Amen. Sometimes we're dealing with issues and problems, and we want God to take care of it. Amen. And so the first thing we do is we start crying to God. It's my party and I cry if I want to. You'd cry too if it was happening to you, right? So it's my part. And God doesn't want us, coming into his throne room, crying and begging and telling him how bad it is. Do you know a lot of people pray that way? God, you know how bad it is out here, And God, it just seems to be getting worse. Amen. And sometimes that's all God hears from us. God, it's bad and it's getting worse. And are you going to do something? Can I get a witness in the house? Because we pray our feelings. Feelings. But we got to pray in faith. We can't be praying our feelings all the time. Amen. Because all we'll be doing, we'll be miserable prayer people if we pray our feelings all the time. We got to pray in faith and not in our feelings. Amen. Glory to God. Oh, Lord, woe is me, Lord. Amen. I'm a wretched person. Yeah. No, don't pray like that. Amen. And in Psalms 100 and 15, this is powerful. This is about entering into to the throne room of God. We're talking about prayer this morning. Is that all right? And in Psalms 100, it says here, make a joyful shout to the Lord. All you lands were created from the earth. So you're a land. Amen. Serve the Lord with sadness. No, serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God, is he who has made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name, for the Lord is good, and his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. Amen. Amen. So the psalm is revealing to us how to properly get into the presence of God. I think it's one of the most powerful psalms in the Old Testament. So he says, first of all, make a joyful shout to the Lord. Does any one of you, when you getting into the throne room of God, do you ever shout glory to God? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. We need to start shouting, the praises of God out of our mouths. We need to make a joyful shout. How did the walls of Jericho come down? The walls of Jericho came down when they made a shout. I'm going to say this. Those walls that have been keeping you back will have to come down when you start shouting the praises of God in your lives. Somebody say, shout it out.
Shout it out.
Amen. That was a commercial back in the old days. Shout it out. Glory to God. It was about some cleaner. Amen. So anyway, serve the Lord with gladness is the next key. Serve the Lord with gladness. God wants us, when we waking up in the morning, he wants us to be happy Christians.
Amen.
Amen. In other words, we need to wake up, good morning, Lord, not, oh, Lord, it's morning. Are you hearing what I'm saying today? We don't want to be waking up like that. Amen. And we need to be singing to the Lord. Do I have any singers to the Lord? And then we need to enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. See, our attitude in receiving answered prayer makes a big difference in God answering our prayers. Amen. So we have to have the right heart attitude when we're getting into the throne room of God. Let's look at Jesus for a minute. And let's look at how he did a miracle. And this is powerful. We're going to get some keys here. But Jesus' close friend Lazarus died. And some of us know the story. He was already dead, I believe, for 4 days in the grave. Amen. And he's speaking to Martha. And Martha and Mary are the sisters of Lazarus, and they're upset about their brother dying because Jesus didn't make it in time. Because they said to Jesus, if you got here a little earlier, you know, our brother wouldn't have died. You know, God's never too late.
Amen.
He's very rarely early, and he's always on time. Don't you wish he was early? Amen. Amen, because nobody likes to wait. Amen. And so I love this. And so he's speaking to Martha, and he says to her, because she just said, you know, he just said, you need to roll away that stone. And she said, you know, Lazarus probably stinks by now. You know what I'm saying? No, it was her faith that was stinketh. We don't want our faith to stink. Glory to God. We want to be believing. And then Jesus says to her, this is powerful. He says, did I not say to you that if you would believe, you would see the glory of God? Wow, we got to invoke believing in our prayer life. We got to believe that God can do the impossible. Yes. Amen. And then they took away the stone from the place where the dead man was lying. We're reading John 11, 40 through 44. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank you that you have heard me, and I know that you always hear me. But because of these people who are standing by, I said this, that they must believe that you sent me. Now, when he had said these things, he cried out with a loud voice. Notice, he cried out with a loud voice. Amen. Glory to God. Lazarus, come forth. And he who had died came out bound hand and foot with the grave clothes. His face was wrapped with a cloth. And Jesus said to them, loose him and let him go. So we see some miracle working results of Jesus in this story. And so first thing Jesus said is we must believe that we're going to see the glory of God. When you approach God in prayer, you must believe that God can move in your prayer life.
Amen.
That God can do the miraculous. You must believe it, not a hoping and a wishing and a that God's going to move. It's kind of like, you know, the casino faith. Amen. You're just hoping and wishing when you throw that dice out. Amen. That's not the way we approach God. We know. Somebody say, I know. In whom I believe. Amen. Then we must obey the instructions of the Lord. Amen. The Lord told them to remove that stone. Yes. Glory to God. And they obeyed the instructions of the Lord. Then we must give thanks because Jesus gave thanks to the Father.
Yes.
Notice that. He said, Father, I know you always hear me.
Yes.
And I'm telling you, if you're walking in that righteous state with the Father, he always hears you.
Amen.
You got to believe that today.
Amen.
Then we must believe that God hears us when we pray. And then Jesus commanded boldly, and we need to command boldly in Jesus' name when we're praying for whatever we're believing God to do in our life. These are powerful keys to answered prayer. Now, I want to go a little deeper this morning and giving thanks and praise to God, because that's a key to receiving answered prayer.
Amen.
Again, it's not grumbling and complaining to God enough until he hears you so that he answers your prayer.
Amen.
Some people believe that's prayer. If I grumble and complain loud enough, the squeaky wheel gets the oil, God has to do something. No, God doesn't respond to us in that way. He only responds by faith.
Amen.
Amen. And so I love this in Philippians 4, 6, and 7. This is powerful. It says here, be anxious, because when we encounter problems, it can give us a little anxiety.
Yeah.
Have you ever encountered any problem and you got a little anxious?
Yeah.
You got a little anxiety?
Amen.
Because that problem's hitting you square in the face. Yeah. Amen. And so here, the Apostle Paul is saying, be anxious for nothing, but in everything. Say everything.
Everything.
By prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will guard your heart and your mind through Christ Jesus. This is powerful. Because when we encounter our problems, fear will come. But he's saying here, number one, have no anxiety. In other words, get rid of the fear before you get into the throne room of God. That's where praise and worship will help you get the fear out. Amen. Because when you're praising and worshiping God, you're exalting the bigness of God. And the more you exalt the bigness of God, the smaller your problem becomes. Can I get a witness now? Say, and then we realize that God is bigger than the problem. The problem's never bigger than God. You got to get a witness in the house today. Then we, he says, have no anxiety. In other words, get rid of fear. Pray. When we pray, we reveal to God the problem. God, this is the problem. Then we supplicate with supplication. Supplicate means to earnestly ask God what we need. Then we give thanksgiving. We thank God the need is met according to God's word. Amen. Then the peace of God comes in by us thanking and praising God that we have the answer. Amen. Can I get a witness in the house today? This is powerful. This is powerful. So see, what is the devil trying to do? He's trying to get us to pray scared prayers. He's trying to get us scared in our praying. Get us a wishing and a hoping that God's going to come through. Hopefully God is hearing my prayer. No, God always hears the prayer of a faith person. Amen. So the keys to receiving peace in our prayer life is start off by praising the Heavenly Father, by telling Him how great and how awesome He is, that He is a God of the impossible, that He can do the impossible in our lives. This sets up the approach of God of faith and no fear. You see, answered prayer comes from faith filled prayers, not fear-filled prayers. So what's the key to answer prayers? The key is praying our prayers in faith and not fear, glory to God. So praising God, the Father, before we petition Him should invoke the peace and confidence that we are in right mindset in Him. We must have confidence in God. Praising God emboldens our faith and builds confidence that He is a God that will answer our prayers. Amen. Let's look at a scripture that talks about confidence because, see, this is a key component in answered prayer. You got to have some confidence. Yeah. Amen. Do you have some confidence in your employer to pay you? Yeah. Yeah. Some of us have confidence, more confidence in our work to pay us a paycheck than we do in God coming through for us. Amen. Amen. Can I get a witness in the house today? You expect that check to come every 2 weeks or every week or whenever it comes, and it comes. But you know what? God always comes through no matter what. So we must have confidence. Amen. I love this because if you have confidence, it will bring answered prayer to us, and that confidence comes by us magnifying God in praise and thanksgiving. It says here in 1 John 5:14-15, this is one of the most powerful verses in the Bible on prayer. It says, now this is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything, can somebody say anything?
Anything.
According to His will, He hears us. And if we know that He hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we have asked of Him. Our confidence in God should come by us knowing God's will. Amen. How do we know God's will in prayer? We know God's will by knowing His word. God's word is His will. Amen. And that is the key. Knowing God's word is knowing God's will, and knowing God's will brings us confidence that God hears us when we pray in faith. And if God hears us, God grants our requests.
Amen.
So again, praising and thanking God should remove fear, bring confidence in God. This should evoke boldness, and boldness is another attitude we should have in praying for answered prayer. Somebody say boldness. And I love this because let's look at a scripture here that talks about boldness here. It says, let us therefore come boldly to the, this is Hebrews 4:16. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace that we should may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Notice it says here in Hebrews, it says here that how to approach God. It says we should approach God boldly. Why? Because we're the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. The blood of Jesus enables us to stand before a righteous heavenly Father without fear and intimidation. That's powerful this morning. That you don't have to be scared of God. You don't have to be intimidated by God because the blood of Jesus makes you right with God and you have a right to stand in God's presence because of the blood.
Thank you, Jesus.
Can I get a witness in the house today? I'm telling you, I'm getting happy this morning. Glory to God. I have the ability to stand without any inferiority, without feeling like, you know, oh, little old me. No, it's the blood of Jesus that makes you right and gives you the ability to stand, glory to God, with boldness. He says, therefore, come boldly to the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace in time of need. I love that. So we need to be bold Christians, and I'm telling you, magnifying the bigness of God and praising Him in thanksgiving should make you a bold Christian. Praise and thanksgiving to God evokes two key ingredients receiving to our answered prayer, confidence and boldness. And these are two key ingredients that will cause prayer to be answered in your life. You know, I'm going to give you a story here about Peter and John. They were going to the gate, to the temple during the hour of prayer. And they, Peter prayed for a man that was laying there that was begging for alms. He was an invalid. And God did a miracle and raised the man up. Does anybody remember that? And he went into that church leaping and jumping and praising God. See, that's the way we should come into church, leaping and jumping and praising God. Amen. That's how we should come to church. Amen. But this man received a miracle. He was leaping and jumping and praising God. And so what happened was that the Pharisees didn't like this, and they kept John, and they took John and Peter and he put them in custody, and then they told them not to preach in the name of Jesus. Remember what I just said to you earlier in this message? That we use the name of Jesus. We invoke the name of Jesus. And they were telling John and Peter not to use the name of Jesus. Why? Because the devil was working through them. The devil didn't want them using the name of Jesus because the devil knows the name of Jesus works.
Amen.
And so in Acts 4:24, or it's 4:23, it says, being let go, they were let go. And they went to their own companions and reported all the chief priests and the elders had said to them. And in Acts 4:24 it says, but so when they heard, they raised their voice to God. And this is, they prayed. They raised their voice to God with one accord and said, Lord, you are God who has made heaven and earth and the sea and all that's in them. So what did he do when he started praying? First of all, he was talking about how big God is. See, this is exactly what I'm preaching today. He was saying, God, you are big. You made heaven and earth and all that's in it. In a sense, he was praising God for his greatness and his bigness. Amen. And it says here in Acts 4:25, it says, and who by the mouth of your servant David has said, why did the nations rage and the people plot vain things? The king of the earth took their stand and the rulers were gathered together against the Lord and against his Christ. And if you read this, I believe this is out of Psalms 2. And really, it goes on to say that God laughs his enemies to derision because their plans cannot come to pass.
Amen.
Amen. And so what did Peter do? He prayed the word of God back to the Father. He started quoting scriptures. When you quote scriptures in your prayers, I'm telling you, your prayers will be powerful.
Amen.
Then he said here, For truly, in Acts 4:27, for truly against your holy servant Jesus, whom you appointed both Herod and Pontius Pilate with the Gentiles and the people of Israel were gathered together to do whatever your hand and your purpose to determine before to be done. Notice Peter was focusing on what they did to Jesus. And he said, even though they did some things to Jesus, God's plan still came to pass. And I'm going to say this to you this morning. Whatever the devil's trying to do to you and your family, keep trusting and believing God, and God will bring it to pass. He will bring his plans and his purposes for you and your family to pass. And then he says here in Acts 4:29, now look at their threats and grant to your servants with all boldness they may speak your word by stretching out your hand to heal, that signs and wonders may be done through the name of your holy servant Jesus. Glory to God. So we see here in this, they exalted God by saying how great he was, that he made heaven and earth. Peter prayed the word back to the Lord. Peter revealed no matter what people do to hinder us, God's plan will go forth. Peter prayed that they would speak the word with boldness. And look, God answered their prayer. In Acts 4:31, and when they had prayed in that place, they were all assembled together and was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and they spoke the word with boldness. Powerful. So I want to submit to you that God delights in answering our prayer as long as we pray faith-filled prayers of confident boldness based on the Word of God. And when we do this, we will see the results. Just to recap, always pray to the Father in God's name. Always pray in faith and not fear. Always start the prayer with praise and thanksgiving. Praise and thanksgiving and standing on the Word of God creates confidence and boldness to receive answers to prayer. Let me close with this last scripture that I started with. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name. Did you receive it this morning? Amen. Amen. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Father, I thank you for your mercies and your goodness and your love. And I thank you, Father, for these wonderful people here in the service, those that are watching by online. And right now, maybe you never made a decision for Jesus. Well, the Bible says today is a day of salvation. And if Jesus is drawing on your heart, knocking at the door of your heart, you need to open that door this morning by confessing the Lordship of Jesus Christ. If you're ready to receive Jesus as Lord and Savior, just pray this simple prayer and mean it in your heart. Say, dear God, I believe Jesus died on the cross for my sins. I believe Jesus was raised from the dead to save me. Jesus, I receive you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for saving me. And Heavenly Father, fill me with your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed that for the first time, we believe you got born again. If you're here locally, come out, be a part of Exceed Life Church. If you're not here locally, find a good church home and keep tuning in to Exceed Life Church so you can grow in your faith and become all that God has called you to be. Thank you for tuning in, and God bless you.
We thank you for listening to this message. For more information, visit us at exceedlifechurch.org.